Good morning. A big, huge good morning to our listeners here in Bozeman, and as well as those listening in to the podcast recordings on www.liveandloverichly.com. Welcome to Living Richly, the show that talks about and provides revolutionary tips on how to achieve lifestyle and financial prosperity through consciousness, creativity, and transformational principles. The first and third Sundays of each month from 10 till 11 a.m. And make sure you mark your calendars for the upcoming show dates in January. That will be January 4th and January 18th from 10 till 11 a.m. And on those dates, I've invited Gary Richens from the Franklin Covey Institute to come and speak with us on how to manage your time wisely. We'll have a part one and a part two series, and I just thought this would be a wonderful topic to have for our upcoming year as we strive to get organized and create financial and lifestyle success. I've had a lot of people talking to me about this. So you'll definitely want to mark your calendars and make sure you listen to that show live. It's funny, I was searching the internet for time management professionals, trying to find somebody who could come and speak. And in back of my mind, I kept on thinking, you know, I want to have somebody from the Franklin Covey Institute come and talk, because they are the ones that are really in the leading edge as far as talking about time management principles and having that based on what I call the inner approach, our values, the things that are important to us, and how do you manage your time in your workplace and in your personal life. And I know a lot of us will be having some new and exciting goals for the new year. So definitely make sure you attend that. I'm Leslie Cunningham, a speaker, published columnist, author, personal coach, business consultant, and work-life expert. And for those of you interested in taking this work to a deeper level, I have a private practice where I work one-on-one with individuals or by phone, and you can contact me and get more information at www.liveandloverichly.com, and the "and" in Live and Love Richly is spelled out, or you can call 406-586-5561. And for today's show, we are going to talk about creating an impossible future. Creating an impossible future. I'm really looking forward to this topic today. And for those of you that listened to the past two shows, I invited Jim Berquist, the business consultant who coached Seattle's Pike Place Fish Market to world fame and success. I invited him to the show, and we talked for two shows, and he really was addressing some of these transformational principles and how he integrated those into the workplace at Pike Place Fish Market to literally, truly create world fame and success. Not only did they attract worldwide attention and acclaim, but they also really transformed the way that they were interacting with their customers and had continued to have record-breaking profits and months and years and continue to do so. So I've been thinking about his principles a lot, and I decided that I wanted to take some of his principles to a deeper level. And in this show today, I'll be talking about how to create this vision in your business or in your career or in your personal life, how to create a larger vision for success and to actually make that happen. And what does it mean when we talk about creating a vision? You know, a lot of people this time of year, we're setting goals and we're thinking about how do we want 2009 to be different. So I'll be helping you think about how you can actually make that, you know, your next year, 2009, different, and to create the practical results instead of just writing it down on your list of goals or resolutions. This is what I want to do, and have it come from a head perspective instead of more of a heart-centered, inspired approach. And let's face it, this is really important right now with the way the economy is and things that we're dealing with. How to really create this vision for what we want instead of getting stuck in the fear and the negativity that's out there, and even in our own personal challenges and struggles that are coming up for people right now. So how to create this impossible future. I was doing a workshop gosh, it's been maybe 3 or 4 years ago now, and it was called Get a Life, and I was teaching it through the adult education here in Bozeman, and the subtitle for this workshop was Get a Life for People Who Feel Too Busy to Have One. And when I opened up the workshop, I asked the participants why it was important for them to have more of a life. And it was really fascinating, some of the responses that I received. Here we're having a workshop for how to slow down, how to really prioritize your life, and make sure that you focus on the important things. And this is what some of the participants in the workshop shared with me. One person said, I want to improve myself so I can help others more. And another person shared, maybe by my being more available, maybe by my smiling or opening the door for someone else, maybe I can make their day less of a hassle. And then somebody else in the workshop shared, if I'm happy, then I feel like that I can spread that happiness around and bring, maybe in some small way, I'm bringing greater peace to the world. And then another answer that somebody shared was, if I'm a better person, then I can help support my partner in being the best person that they can be. Now, the fascinating thing to me about these responses is that all these responses are focused on how to make somebody else's life better. The thought being that if we can somehow gain more control of our life and start living our life in the way that's important to us, then maybe in some small way we can contribute in a greater way to the world and to other people's lives. And so whether or not we realize it, all of us really are wired with the desire to make a difference in the world, in our work and in our personal life. And whether or not we recognize it, we really do have that desire to feel like that we're contributing and that we're making a difference. Now, the other point that I'd like to bring up is, even though we're all wired this way, it's the number one thing that most of us desire, but many of us don't feel like we can make a difference. We've either lost hope, we're apathetic, we're caught up in our own personal struggles, or we don't care, or we're not really connected to how we can make this happen in a bigger way in our life. You know, maybe listening to this radio show, you think, oh yeah, that would be really cool, I'd like to make a difference. But then after this hour show is over, then all of a sudden you have a list of things to do, or you're running errands in town. And basically what happens is life happens to us, right? We have great intentions, but life happens. We don't get enough sleep. We argue with our partner. The kids are keeping us up. We have too many things to do. And then life gets in the way. So how can we maintain that vision even when life is happening to us? And I'd like to share a story from one of the classes that I help facilitate here in town. It's called the Power of Now Book Study Group, and it's an amazing group. We meet on Tuesdays from noon until 1. It's free. It's open to the public. Drop-ins are welcome. And we are studying the principles and concepts from Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now. And one of the women in that group, she was sharing that she went to a store here in town, and that every time she went to the store, the cashier would always give her compliments on something. Maybe it was about her necklace, maybe it was about her jacket, and she was standing in line, and she, in this cashier's line, and she was thinking, oh, I wonder if she's going to, you know, say something to me today. And then she gets up to the cashier, and the cashier compliments her on, you know, I think it was about her jacket this time or something. And she said, oh, that is such a really neat jacket. That's a really nice leather jacket. And the woman responded, she said, you know, every time I am in your line, you say something that makes me feel so good. That is just really, I just really appreciate that. And so she was sharing that with us in our group. And she mentioned that she went home and shared it with her husband. And her husband said, oh, you know, they probably take training courses on how to do that. And so we're all laughing about this. But what's fascinating to me is that even though, you know, within she in this group, she's sharing about this, and she's like, you know, maybe this woman, this cashier, does create an intention, make an effort to really say something positive about her customers that come into her line. But she was genuinely affected by that compliment, that simple compliment. It was so easy, and yet it really, you could tell just the way she was smiling, and just her whole energy was really uplifted. And so it's amazing, because a lot of times we think that in order to make a difference or have a greater impact, that we have to do something that's really huge. When we talk about creating a vision for our future, often we think it has to be huge and lofty. And what we often tell ourselves is, oh, that's too much. That'll take too much time. So I'm not even going to bother. But really, it's about the simple things that we can do every day for either ourselves or for other people. And something as simple as giving out a compliment, like this cashier was doing, made a huge difference. And for those of you that listened to our show 2 weeks ago when Jim Berquist was talking, he was sharing how at Pike Place Fish Market, he coached them to create this greater vision for themselves. And for them, they decided to take on the vision of being world famous. And for them, world famous didn't just mean, you know, initially when he mentioned this to the employees, they were thinking, okay, we want to be world famous. We want to have people asking us for our autographs. And we want to be on the cover of magazines. But really, when he coached them about it more, he said, you know, what does world famous look like when you have to come to work at 6:30 in the morning and you don't want to be there? And they thought about this and they said, well, world famous at 6:30 in the morning, the way that would look is that we'd come in and we'd set up our displays with just like, we'd be like martial artists. We'd be so efficient in setting them up. We'd arrive on time and we would just get it done. It would be impeccable. They would be amazing looking displays. So can you see how this greater vision for being world famous, when they broke it down and asked themselves what that looked like on a daily basis, it started out as something very seemingly kind of mundane. But they decided that that's what they would focus on, and in a couple of weeks, they were able to achieve that. Initially, there were a couple of people that were late, and so they had to coach them around that. And then when Jim came back and talked to them and said, well, what is your vision for world famous now? How can you make that look on a daily basis? And then they decided they wanted to be how they interacted with the customers. They wanted to affect customers in a world famous way and really let them feel like that they mattered and have a connecting conversation with them, whether they bought fish or not at Pike Place Fish Market. So they had the same vision, but it changed on a weekly basis whenever they were able to achieve that particular intention of their vision. So the vision being world famous, the intention being initially to show up to work on time, get the displays done, impeccable, and then when they achieved that, they moved on to a new intention, which was to connect with the customers in a really connecting way instead of it being about selling and buying fish. So the reason I'm breaking this down for you is so that you can think about in your own life, if you were to take on a greater vision for yourself, what would that look like? What would that be? And then what would you choose to focus on a daily or weekly basis until you achieved it and you could move on to the next intention that you wanted for creating this vision? So before I break that down a little bit more, I also want to mention in the second half hour, I will be providing stories, lots of stories about different businesses, individuals that have really connected with what their greater vision is and how they made that happen on a daily basis. So that'll be really interesting to listen to. And I did a lot of research on this, and I've also had some experience with some of the businesses that I've talked to and individuals that I've talked to. And also, if we have time, I'll open up the lines and invite people to call in and maybe have a little bit of a laser coaching session or talk about some of their experiences as well. So a few points that I want to make sure that I bring up around this idea of creating an impossible future. The one thing that I've already mentioned, but I want to highlight it, is what often happens is we have the desire to create this future that's exciting for us, that's better than what we have right now. But what happens is life gets in the way. So this is very important for us to focus on this vision so that life doesn't just get in the way and start happening to us. Now, I also want to distinguish that there's a difference between wanting something and truly intending something. All right? Most people bring their, as Jim Berquist shared, most people bring their history into their future. And what that means is a lot of us, when we think about, let's just use this upcoming year, for example, since it is December. When we think about 2009, how do we want 2009 to be different from 2008? And what we often do is we look back on 2008. How much did we make in 2008? What was our life like? And then from there, we decide what we think is possible for 2009. So we look to our past to determine what kind of future we want to create. And the reason that we end up doing that is because we don't know what the future is going to be like. And because we don't know, we try to revert back to something that is known. And what we do know is what our past was. And so instead, a more powerful place to come from is to start thinking about what is this future that you want to create. Now, these principles that I'm talking about here are not like just, the Secret is very popular right now, or the Power of Positive Thinking. And I think it would be very easy to kind of write these principles off as, oh, this is just fluffy, positive, touchy-feely stuff, and this is really what's going on in my life, and therefore my life is reality, and so these principles don't apply. But in truth, these principles are so much more than that, because these are based on actual success stories that have happened. And those of you that had listened to Jim Berquist's interview, and if you didn't, I should also mention you can access the podcast recording of that interview at my website, liveandloverichly.com, liveandloverichly.com, and you can just click on the free resource section, and that will take you to the Living Richly podcast. And so if you didn't catch that, make sure you listen to it, because it's really powerful. But the thing that I want to point out is these principles that Jim was sharing, it wasn't just something like, oh, this is a great concept, but he really applied practical approaches to these principles so that he actually manifested the external results, which are that many of us want, you know, improved, significantly increased financial success, bottom line profits, people being able to get along. And not only has he coached Pike Place Fish Market, but he's coached infinite other businesses. And so if these concepts work in a business setting and for a fish market, then these principles will definitely work for you and I, and on an individual basis. They're just as powerful. That doesn't change. But for me, I want to know that something works. I just don't want to read something and think, oh, that's a great idea. But I want proof. I want to be able to implement the practical pieces of this. All right. So the way that you know the difference between your true intentions, what you're truly intending. See, a lot of us say we want something, but what happens is we're not truly intending it. We're just saying that we're wanting it, but we're not truly intending it. So what's the difference? An intention, the way you can know what your true intentions are, is by looking around and seeing what you are creating in your life. That is a reflection of your true intentions. So if you're wondering, oh, do I want something or am I truly intending it? Well, just look around. What's going on for you right now? And the point in this is to take back power of personal responsibility so that we can start focusing on really making things happen instead of blaming everything as being outside of ourselves and just happening to us. The book, The E-Myth, for those of you that are familiar with it, it's a wonderful book written by Michael Gerber. And The E-Myth stands for The Myth of the Entrepreneur. And he mentions in this book that successful people have a clear vision of their future and they strive to live that vision every day. Successful people have a clear vision of their future and they strive to live that vision each and every day. And unsuccessful people they don't have this clear image or vision of their future. And so basically what this says is they know what kind of vision they want to create. Whether like the Pike Place Fish Market, it was world famous, or whether it's to be financially successful, getting rid of credit card debt, being able to have money in their savings accounts. They know what that vision is, and they bring it into their life on a daily basis, just like the Pike Place Fish Market people brought their vision into their life on a daily basis. World famous, how can we make that happen each day? We show up to work on time, and we put up the displays in an impeccable way. So if your vision is to create financial success, how can you, one, you might come up with another way of defining your vision of financial success, something that's really powerful, because financial success can sound very kind of like just a general abstract concept, like world famous. That's an exciting concept that's more motivating. So if it is financial success, think about a way of phrasing it so it's really powerful for you. And then how can you bring that into your life on a daily basis? What does that look like? Well, maybe initially what that looks like is checking your online bank account every day so you can see what the balances are. Maybe it's getting very clear about the beliefs that are holding you back. So for now, I just want you to start thinking about that, how to make that happen on a daily basis, because that's really what we're talking about. We're going to go to a quick station break, and we'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Living Richly. Please stay tuned. Good morning. Welcome back to Living Richly. I'm your host, Leslie Cunningham. This is the show that provides revolutionary tips on how to achieve lifestyle and financial prosperity through consciousness, creativity, and transformational principles. It is a cold morning out here in Bozeman this morning, and I think we're kind of starting to acclimate a little bit. What is it? What's the temperature now, Mike? It's 2 degrees? 2 degrees, wow, a whopping 2 degrees above zero. It's interesting how it starts to feel warmer and warmer as the temperature, you know, creeps up to like 5 degrees or 10 degrees. Oh my gosh. So today we are talking about how to create an impossible future. How to create an impossible future. And let's just start by tapping into the defining a vision. And when you're thinking about defining a vision for yourself, it really is, think about this as a game that's worth playing. So we have our daily life, but if we just think about getting through our life in the same old way, that's not a very powerful way or very exciting. It's more just like getting through our to-do list and achieving the things that we need to achieve. But we need to start with defining a vision. And when I say a vision, what I'm talking about here is what's something that is exciting for you, that you can't wait to get out of bed? What is this a vision for yourself that is so huge that you're not even certain exactly how you can make that happen? Now, you can create a vision for your career, for your work life, or for your personal life. It really doesn't matter. It works in all of these areas. And some of the stories that I'll be sharing, just to give you a couple of really quick examples of other visions that people have taken on. Pike Place Fish Market, obviously, they chose to be world famous. Another business, Rochester Toyota in Minnesota, actually, their vision was to really make their customers' days. To make their customers' day and to really concentrate on helping others and truly serving others. That was their greater vision. Once again, this is a business, but they took on the vision for how could they really help their customers. And another, another business, there was the Helena Community Credit Union, actually. I did a presentation with them a month and a half ago, I believe. And they, when I was introducing this concept of creating a vision, they started talking about what would it look like if they had famous customer service, to be known for their customer service. So you can see in these examples of these visions that I'm giving you, they're very simple, they're easy to remember, and even though I would have to say that for all these businesses, because we're talking about examples from some of the businesses, even though what they really wanted to achieve was increased profits, financial success, just like all of us want in our individual lives, more financial success, they created a vision that wasn't just about money, right? Their vision was about really connecting. So for yourself, if you want a vision for your personal life, maybe it's some way that you'd like to make a greater difference. Maybe it's just making people's lives better. There really is no right or wrong vision to choose. The gauge that I want you to use to measure it against is, does it feel exciting to you? And once again, this greater vision, you'll break it down on a daily or weekly basis and ask yourself, what is the focus that you can focus on being during that week or that day so that you can live this greater vision? And this will make more sense as I go on to explain and talk about some of these stories. So you define what your vision is, and then you make a commitment to your vision. You need to ask yourself if you're willing to be responsible for achieving and creating your vision. Now, this is really important, so I want you to hear this very clearly, because most of us say we want something, but we're not really focused on how we can be personally committed to making this happen. We say that we want this vision, but what we really mean, what we're really saying is, oh, we're just going to wait passively for some incident outside of ourselves to happen so that we can focus on achieving this vision, right? But when you ask yourself, am I willing to be personally responsible to achieving this vision, that changes it. Now, I'll share something with all of you, because I've been thinking about this a lot. Just in my own personal life, I've been thinking about, well, many of you who are familiar with my story, and those of you that aren't, my husband and I, when we first got married, like over 4.5 years ago, we had a lot of credit card debt. I talk about this very openly. And so our focus when we were, right shortly after we were married, was to get our financial situation under control. We started having these financial dates, and as a result of that, we were able to pay off all of our credit card debt. We gave ourselves 3 years to do it. We did it in like a year and a half. It was a little bit less than 2 years' time that we were able to achieve this. And when we first started talking about this, That was our vision, just to get rid of the credit card debt. And now, as we both are self-employed, we have our own businesses. I have a coaching practice. He owns a recording studio here in Bozeman. And so I've been thinking about what's the next vision that I want to create in my life? What's the next focus that I have for myself? And for me, it's thinking about